Okay. Hi. We are grateful to be joined this morning by Reverend George Dominguez. Pastor George is part of our community of faith at the table and a great support and colleague to our co-pastors. Today, our worship gathering focuses on the joy and laughter and hope of the 12-day season of Christmas. While the world around us has mostly put trees away and turned to anticipating the new year, the Christian church actually celebrates Christmas for 12 days. The angels were clear in their message. The birth of Christ was to bring joy to the whole world. The beauty and power of Christmas takes time to sink into our bones. This morning, we are going to sing, celebrate, pray, even laugh, and hopefully find God's Spirit in deeper connection. In short, we are going to practice joy, trusting that God is in all of it, for indeed love came down at Christmas. I invite you to stand in body or spirit as our musicians invite us into worship on this Christmas day with song. Indeed, love came down at Christmas. We know that joy has a contagious ripple effect. So today, for our call to worship, we are going to share our joy. I invite you now to close your eyes. Take a slow, deep breath. Picture the things in your life that bring you joy. It could be something as simple as a warm cup of coffee on a cold morning, or as grand as a person, a place, or an experience. Now take a moment to reflect on this question: what brings you joy? Now I invite you to open your eyes and turn and find someone sitting near to you. Share with one another for just a moment what brings you joy in your life. We know this is an unusual practice for us at the table, but the joy of Christmas is something to be shared, so we'll take a few minutes to practice. Friends, having named so many sources of joy in our lives, I invite you to stand in body or spirit and join me in this call and response, call to worship. I'll read the part of one, and we'll join our voices together for the part of all. We have named our joy out loud, and it is clear.
God
is in our joy. God is in this room. We have a reason to sing.
Thanks be to God for the bright hope of this day.
I encourage you to remain standing as our music team shares an original song called Fabulous Joy, which our music director, Brendan Lowe, wrote and arranged just a few weeks ago.
It's unspeakable, it erupts out of nowhere. When the burden is greatest, when the hope is all gone, it rises on the crest of impossibility. A sweet melody awakening you in the darkest of times. No matter how unprepared you are, worries and doubts and despair.
Astonishing, care for you, open you, welcome you, heal on you, love on you, bear you.
It's unspeakable, it erupts out of
nowhere.
When the burden is greatest, when the hope is all gone.
Hope is all gone.
It rises on the crest of impossibility.
Impossibility.
It sways
to the rhythm.
You can prepare, but still it will come.
Sweet melody
awakening you in the darkest of times.
Oh.
be your joy. Give your joy to all. Feel your joy. Be your joy. Give your joy to all. Feel your joy. Be your joy. Give your joy to all. Feel your joy. Be your joy. Give your joy to all.
All right, friends, if you have a high voice, or maybe if you're a new singer, the person who sings and sticks out like a thumb, that's me. You're gonna sing with me. I'm gonna teach you a part. It goes just like this.
Feel your joy, be your joy, give your joy to all.
Can we try?
Feel your joy, be your joy, give your joy to all.
You sound good.
Join me on the melody. Here's how this goes.
Please spread your joy to
sing the low part, the easy part. You can sing with me. It goes like this.
Joy. Fabulous joy.
That's it.
Fabulous joy. Fabulous.
Feel your joy.
I am sure it is important to close your eyes, to pray on your knees, to fling yourself into deep reverence and even deeper humility. I'm sure the spirit is close when we dress up, when we sing the descant line, when we murmur the words with a sincere and hopeful heart. And I am sure that when you moonwalk through your living room in soft wool socks, when you cackle loudly enough for the whole restaurant to hear, when you squeal into the phone and make pancakes for dinner, when you plunge your hands into the dirt and talk to the sparrows, when you make a mess of communion breadcrumbs all around the table, or when you allow yourself an undone, unhindered, unpolished sort of joy, that the spirit loves that just as well. The angel said, "Do not be afraid. I am bringing you joy." We humans have spent a lot of time focusing on the fear. Don't forget, God is also in the joy.
Joyful, joyful, we adore thee, God of glory, Lord of love. Hearts unfold like flowers before thee, opening to the sun above. Melt the clouds of sin and sadness, drive the dark of doubt away. Giver of immortal gladness, fill us with the light of day. Star and angel sing around thee, center of unbroken praise. Field and forest, vale and mountain, flowery meadow, crushing sea, singing bird of flowering mountain, call us to rejoice in thee. Joyful, joyful, we adore thee.
Instead, this morning we are
Do you want to use our mic? Yeah, you can you use the mic.
So anyway, thank you for joining us. So we are encouraging families to worship together in the sanctuary this morning, no walking music. Godly Play will return next Sunday for our normal 9:30 worship. And of course, we have loving and professional care for our newest children just down the hall throughout worship today. We also have binders and special bulletins in the back of the sanctuary to help our children. Our readings for this first Sunday of the 12th day season of Christmas all come from the New Revised Standard Version, updated edition, and we encourage you to follow along on the screens. So the first reading is from the 126th Psalm. When the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, we were like those who dreamed. Then our mouth was filled with laughter, and our tongue with shouts of joy. And then it was said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us. And we rejoiced. And from the prophet Isaiah, for you shall go out in joy and be led back in peace, and the mountains and the hills before you shall burst into song, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the cypress, instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle, and it shall be to the Lord for a memorial, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. And from the Gospel of Matthew, when they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. And finally, from the Gospel of Luke, but the angel said to them, do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people.
Come to Bethlehem. Good morning. Let us pray. Dear God, we thank you for this day, for the hope and peace that it brings us. Open our hearts today to receive your message on joy and love, and guide us to reflect your light in all we do. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, as you heard, my name is Jorge Dominguez, and one question that I hear a lot is, can you tell me how to pronounce your name? Because it sounds like Jorge, and I say Jorge. So I'm Brazilian, and Portuguese, Brazilian Portuguese particularly sounds more like French than like Spanish. So Jorge Dominguez, and the clue is the S at the end of my name. You see, Bob Martinez ends with a Z, that's Spanish. If it was S, it would be Portuguese. Then you know it's Jorge, not Jorge. So that's a clue for you to remember. Rodriguez, Fernandez, Martinez, Dominguez with S or Z, Portuguese or Spanish. Today is the first day of Christmas, first Sunday after Christmas, and for the last 4 days, 4 Sundays, we have celebrated the Advent, time of reflection, time of spiritual preparation that leads us to the celebration of God incarnating among us in the form of a very fragile baby, a child that brings us joy. Now, as we heard, we are going through the celebration of the 12 days of Christmas. And I need to confess, in my Brazilian culture, we didn't say much about that. But in the Hispanic world, in all Latin America and Spanish, that is very common because you only give gifts of Christmas on Epiphany, on the King's Day, which is the 12th day after Christmas. But here we celebrate Christmas, and normally, as we heard, sometimes the next morning, the day of Christmas is gone, and we move on to something else. Well, the idea of this being a season of Christmas is that we want to celebrate the joy that comes in different ways, in different waves, in that moment of our spiritual history. The theme of this Sunday is joy. And we heard the psalmist, our mouth is filled of joy and our tongue sings shouts of joy. The prophet also declares, you shall go out in joy and be led back in peace. The Gospels also proclaim that when the wise men saw the star that it had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. And also that an angel that appeared to the shepherds by night and told them, do not be afraid, for see, I'm bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. And we know that Mary heard all of those stories, that joy, and pondered on those words and kept them on their heart. You know why? Joy was not all that Mary had experienced during those days. There was fear during the journey to Bethlehem. There was hostility in the city when they arrived there. They couldn't find a place. And remember, that was the city where Joseph was from. But there was no place for them there. There was the pain in childbirth. It wasn't just miraculously without pain. There was poverty all around. And today, we celebrate joy in the midst of wars, in the midst of violence, losses, famine, genocide. We also ponder, how can we be joyful in a time like this? Well, those of you who have been around for some time may remember that last year in October, Pastor Linda and Pastor Matt led us in a worship series called Inciting Joy, based on the book of Ross Gay, a poet and author. And it was a reflection that we were looking for how to search and encounter a lasting and deep joy that we experience when we love in common, when we share our bucket, what we receive. Ross Gay gave an interview during that time to Krista Tippett on the podcast On Being, and he answered to this question, how can we be joyful in a time like this, by saying that we do that by word and deed. How can we not be joyful, especially in a moment like this? We train our gaze to see what is terrible and what is wonderful. We meditate on what we love. We practice tenderness and mercy, because to understand that we are all suffering is one quality of what we call adult joy. Well, it's the end of the year. This is the time when we start to see all of the retrospectives and the news about what happened during this past year and what happened all around the world and in our city. We also learn about the people who left us, the major achievements of our society during this year, and also the endless wars that caught the news. But we never hear about the wars or the famine that did not catch the news. Because it's easy to remember the fear, the losses, the pain, the illness, the doubts, the hostility, as it's not so easy to remember happiness, hope, health, peace, fortune, hospitality. So how do we find joy? In the early 2000s, there was an internet provider, a new service in Brazil called Internet Grátis, a free internet. And they were the first service to provide a news service online, like we hear today in all of social media in Brazil. And it was free, so it became very popular. And they were repeating and collecting information from all the news services around the world and giving those information constantly online. But the editors were always troubled by something. All the news were about bad news. There were not very many good stories that they were sharing as news. So they planned for a day of good news. And the journalists, they were scared, saying, this is not going to work. This is really not going to work, because good things are not news. People are not caught by those things. So they planned and took months for them to collect as many good stories to share during 24 hours on the news. And that day, it would be only good stories. Well, it happened that the night before, the mayor of a major city in Brazil, Campinas, it's more or less the size of Sacramento, was killed. And it became national news that evening. It happened at the end of the day, so it made news in the evening news. And they said, we can't do the good news tomorrow because we have this to report. How can we ignore what is happening in the country? And they debated the whole night and decided that they would do the program from the city, from Campinas, which is about 100 miles from São Paulo. And they would actually interpose the different news that they collected, the good news, with what was happening in that town and what the tragedy that was happening there. So they moved to the city, to Campinas, and in the morning they started when something happened. It was September 11, 2001. So most of you would know what happened that day. The attack in the towers in New York City and the Pentagon in New York, and that became news all over the world. I still remember being in New York City and we watching nonstop what happened. Some of us even had seen that from our windows. Well, the good news day didn't happen. It's so much easier to look at those tragedies that are happening, that are present in our day and that get imprinted in our memory, in our eyes, than to see the good stories about this lady that actually helped her neighbors, or the people who are happy because they are actually sharing their joy. But joy is not the absence of fear, of pain, of uncertainty. Joy is actually embracing life as a cycle where we practice tenderness and mercy, where we practice active hope and peace, where we laugh at the sight of a shooting star. Wasn't that what overwhelmed the wise men that night? The shooting star that just stopped. Can you imagine that? A few months ago, I was watching one of the asteroid showers in Davis, and we, Rosetta and I, were there laying on the grass in a field watching the stars, and every star would cause this awe from the people who were gathered there. And I could imagine if one of those stars would just stop and be shining over, this would be really a joy. But that is also happening when things are happening in the world that are not happy. Joy is delighting on this craziness idea of a Savior, a Messiah, that comes in the form of a baby wrapped in rags and lying in a manger, a feeding trough. Shepherds, who were at the bottom of the Palestinian social ladder, overcame the fear. Remember, they were at the night in the fields, and then they saw all of these apparitions coming and singing. That's not something to be joyful at first. They were really scared, so the angel had to say, "Don't be afraid. I bring good news to be revealed to the whole world." And they went, and they shared with everybody. And everybody who heard from the shepherds were amazed about what they learned. Well, Mary was listening to those stories, to those events, that joy around her, and keeping them in her heart. All of those moments, they were like stars that flashed for a fledgling moment, but that are captured in our life, or in the quilts, particularly in the quilt that we just surprisingly created together for the last month. And the surprise star, as Matt showed to us on Christmas Day, that we weave together, that we see here at the table. I remember the little triangles and piece of cloth that I actually helped to put on this cloth, but I can't find them here. But I see that they created this beautiful star that we did not know was coming. We have all the quilts that we have used here for the last month that we reflected on them since the beginning of the Advent season. And Karen Morrison talks about the quilt that we have on the back here today that's called Mandelbrot at Sea. And she says, "This quilt is an original design that I made as a part of two fabric challenge. You see, there are only two colors, two fabric here, different from others that have many colors. It's a fractal quilt. The same blocks are repeated at different sizes throughout the quilt. Beyond the initial piece, One of my favorite elements of the quilt is the quilting or the stitching that binds the layers together. And if you look closely, you can see the echoes of the stars in the background mirroring on the teal pattern. It is the same image that reflects in different moments, in different ways. This is what joy means. The birth of Christ brings good news of great joy to all people, which is cause for celebration. And this Sunday, after Christmas, we encourage you to be playful, to not take yourself too seriously, to laugh, because laughter is like hope. It has a ripple effect. It's one of many ways that we live and share good news, by just laughing at life. Joy is a sacred invitation to shed our self-importance and wrap our hearts in the gladness and gratitude that comes from knowing Christ is at the center of our lives. Deeper than fleeting happiness, joy sustains us with hope and love that envelops us in all circumstances. This joy calls us to shed that self-importance and be glad and full of gratitude for what we experience in day after day. As we navigate these complexities of our world, as we navigate the pain, the harm, the hurt that exists, let us wrap ourselves in this warm embrace of joy. May you accept that the joy that Christ offers us, a joy that assures that you are known, you are loved, and forever held within God's compassionate embrace. May the joy of the Lord be your strength, helping you stay awake to wonder and awe when darkness of the world close in us. Amen.
Friends, one of the most inherently joyful and beautiful moments in worship comes through the moment of confession. For when we are honest with God in the prayer of confession, we open ourselves up to receive God's grace and mercy. And that gift, that grace, is full to the brim with good news. So I invite you to stand in body and spirit, and join me in this responsive prayer of confession, not out of shame or guilt, but because there is joy on the other side of this prayer that will take your breath away. Joyful God, you told us that in order to enter the kingdom of heaven, we must be like children. Did you mean that like children, we must practice unhindered joy? Did you mean that like children, we should lean into laughter, release our cynicism, and open ourselves to delight? In a world broken and battered as ours, we admit this often seems easier said than done. Forgive us, patient God, for the moments when we are so focused on the bad that we miss the good. Forgive us for hearing the nativity story, staying in our seats instead of jumping for joy. We know that even now you are sowing delight in our lives. Open our hearts up to it. With gratitude we pray. Amen.
Friends, hear and trust the good news of the gospel. We are seen. We are loved. We are forgiven. This is the news worth celebrating. That is the news that should make us want to cheer, laugh, cry with relief, dance, sing all at the same time. Amen.
Amen. Let us join now in the call and response, which has become the way of the church throughout the generations, to recognize and celebrate the presence of Christ within each of us and within every neighbor. May the peace of Christ be with you.
And also with you.
We invite you to turn and share a symbol of peace with those near to you.
Peace be with you, Debbie. Peace.
Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your heart.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and holy thing to give our praise to you this day, God of joy. For 6 days you planted seeds, tended soil, nourished roots, scattered stars, and shaped soil into your image. Your love beat in individual hearts and extended to every part of creation. And on the seventh day, creation rejoiced in rest. Yet we couldn't sustain your sacred rhythm of rest and delight. We wandered into our own isolation, and you restored us to connection, healing, and hope. So we lift up our voices in celebration of you this day.
Holy are you, and blessed is the gift made now in your child, Jesus. In the routine act of breaking bread and sharing from a cup, Jesus called us to celebrate with great joy your redeeming love that restores all creation to you. On that night, when Jesus gathered his friends together, he took the simple food that was their Passover dinner, bread and wine, and he blessed it and gave thanks to God and said, "I'm sharing this meal with you now so that you can share it together whenever you gather to remember me."
Hosanna in the highest.
together the words Jesus taught his disciples. We encourage you to name and address God in the language which is most dear and true to your own heart.
Our God, Pai nosso que estás no céu, santificado seja o teu nome. Venha o teu reino, seja feita a tua vontade, assim na terra como no céu. Pão nosso cada dia nos dá hoje. Perdoa as nossas dívidas, assim como nós perdoamos os nossos devedores. Não nos deixe cair em tentação, mas livra-nos do mal, pois teu o reino, o poder e a glória para sempre. Amém. Pour your spirit on us gathered in this moment. Pour out your spirit on the gifts before us. Make these gifts the body and love of Christ. Make us, through them, Christ's body alive in the world. Amen.
I invite you to be seated. All are welcome to the table of God's love. In the United Methodist Church, the table is open to all people. All means all. We encourage those at home to light a candle and gather bread and juice in whatever form you might have. Please know that whether you're online or here in the sanctuary, you do not need to be a member of this church or of any denomination to participate. We are all God's children, and this is God's table, open to all. In short, you can't make a mistake. We will have two stations here in the front of the sanctuary and one in the back. Each station has freshly made bread and gluten-free crackers in the center, and juice is in the cup. We also have a few handmade stars to remind you of the blessings of Advent. We gave these stars out at Christmas Eve, but I invite you to take one if you didn't get one on Christmas Eve. After breaking off a piece of the bread and dipping it in the juice, please make your way around the sides to pray with candles for as long as you might desire, or return to your pews when you are ready.
This is the body of Christ and bread of life broken for you. This is the God's love poured out for you. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Thank you.
Loving God, we give you thanks for the joy born into the world on Christmas. May your peace make us one and call us always to love one another. In the name of Jesus Christ, our hope. Amen. In addition to responding to God's love by coming to the table, we invite you to give generously to support our ministries at the table. Our Christmas offering this year will be divided between two important ministries, United Methodist Committee on Relief and Opening Doors. If you would like to learn more about our community of faith, we encourage you to text NEW to 916-452-5016. Our co-pastors will lead a six-week series, Growing in Faith, which is designed for newcomers to learn more about how we practice our faith here at the table. If you'd like to connect with others and explore our community more deeply, we'll begin our next Growing in Faith series on Tuesday, January 21st. You can sign up on our website. We hope you will take time today, if you haven't already, to prayerfully consider making a deep commitment for 2025. To this community of faith. The deep commitment forms are also available on our website, thetableumc.org. Rise Up Bread is just outside the sanctuary doors. I encourage you to go get some snacks. As we prepare to depart, I invite you to stand in body or spirit, and our music team will send us out this morning with Go Tell It on the Mountain.
Friends, in a hurting and lonely world, in a battered and bruised society, there is good news. Jesus Christ is born. So as you leave this place, may you be quick to laugh and quick to hope. May you look for reasons to be grateful. May you not hesitate to join in the dance or join in the song. May you extend a hand to your neighbor and find God in every moment of joy. For unto you a child is born. This is good news. So go in peace, trusting in that promise. Go in peace and go with joy. Amen.